A major study from Charles Sturt University has found women wearing head coverings are the most common targets of Islamophobic incidents in Australia. Alma Mohammed belongs to the only Muslim family in the small Queensland town of Gordonville, and this was her experience.
I was driving on the highway and the person was doing pistol shape with their hand and yelling stuff to us, swerving his car at me. My daughter was in the car. She was crying. I went straight to the Edmonton police station. Unfortunately, that police station, which is for a large area, was unmanned at the time. So I was pressing the button. Doors were shut. He had actually followed me around past the police station, but then continued to drive off.
That's fourth generation sugarcane farmer Alma Mohammed, who lives in Gordonville outside of Cairns in far north Queensland. They're the only Muslim family in the small town, and her family has been in Australia for more than 100 years, but that does not protect her from racist slurs telling her to go back to where she came from. She's not alone. A major study from the Charles Sturt University has found women wearing head coverings are the most common targets of Islamophobic incidents in Australia. The report analysed hundreds of allegations of Islamophobia, and in only 10 cases was it reported that someone stopped to help the victim. Alyssa Parker is part of the Islamic Women's Association of Australia, and she joins me now from a studio in Toowoomba where she lives. Alyssa, thanks very much for talking to Australia Wide.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell me, does Alma Mohammed's experiences ring true to your own?
Yes, it does, unfortunately.
Do you want to tell me a little of those experiences?
Well, so I've had a very similar experience where I'll tell you two different experiences. One where I was simply parked at a set of lights with the children in the car, and it was very similar to Alma's, where a gentleman motioned towards my vehicle with his hand in the shape of a pistol and proceeded to make that gesture as if he was shooting at our car. The second instance, which was the most concerning, which I had my youngest child with me, who was 5 at the time. This happened over a few months. It happened on 5 separate occasions where a young adolescent boy would walk behind us down the street as we'd carry our shopping home, and he would proceed to yell out, "Allah Akbar." My young child was, she has a pre-existing condition of anxiety, and it was quite confronting for us to have that happen on not one but several occasions. The same in our story is we went to the local law enforcement and addressed to them what was happening and was told, well, there's not really much we can do about it.
So. How do your children cope with that happening in their lives? Like, how do you think it affects them?
They don't cope well, no. This year has been particularly hard for us in our small town, they have a strong front, but no, it's not good.
Why do you say it's been hard for you this year in particular?
This year with the Christchurch massacre, I believe the Islamophobia has definitely become more public on social media and in everyday life, it's a very challenging thing to deal with on a daily basis.
What age are your children, Alyssa?
They are now 12 and 7.
So your 12-year-old, how do you think it's affecting them as they're a bit older and they're starting to understand how they fit into the world?
It's not affecting her well. We engage in long chats, and we have engaged in counsellors as well. We are now moving to a different school outside of our local town, and this is one of the reasons, because I just don't want my children to be in that toxic environment where they feel they shouldn't have to justify their mother's existence, basically. That's the only way I can describe it. And that's unfortunately what's put on them at such a young age, basically because I choose to wear a hijab. Yeah.
So you find they're being targeted because of you wearing the hijab. That's particularly why you stand out, so therefore kids are picking on them.
That is correct. That is correct. They've had their friends come to school and make comments which typically children wouldn't have any knowledge about, and so those comments come home, and then I have to go into protection mode as a mother and talk them through it as best I can. So,
has the school helped at all in terms of educating children about the Islamic religion?
Well, this is what we're working on, hopefully in 2020. To this date, no. We do have events such as Harmony Day and as they go to a Catholic school where we teach them about inclusion and things like that. But specifically on Islam, no, that has yet to reach our town.
So how is it for you then, Alyssa, as a Muslim woman and your daughter entering into that next phase of life, teaching her about her religion and saying, look, this is what's important to us and we want this to be part of your life, if she's having this very negative experience at such a tender age?
That's a great question. How do you support that? I just have to be the best example I can be to my daughter. And as she is growing up and getting older, I'm telling her about, you know, our government and our law enforcement services that are being so proactive in social inclusion and social cohesion, so that she is able to meet the negative narrative with confidence. That's really all I can do.
Do you think it's harder for you because you do live in a town in regional Queensland?
Absolutely. That's a definitive answer. If I was to live within Toowoomba, the issues I have on a daily basis would not exist, or would rarely exist.
So you think from living, because you live on the outskirts of Toowoomba, it's even worse?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why do you choose to live there?
Well, it's where my children's father's family is. So we're keeping them in that area. It is, and it has the potential to be a lovely country town. We're not too far from the city. And it's the lifestyle, it's the country lifestyle that I wanted my children to experience growing up.
You've spoken about the effect on your children. Well, what about for you? Has it been isolating as an Islamic woman living outside of a major regional town in Queensland?
Yes. It's very isolating. There really is not many people I can confide in or gain support within that particular community. There have been many times where I have called my connections with the federal police and the Muslim Advocacy Network, where I've called them in tears, just saying I just need to get through this comment or this behaviour. And that's very challenging.
Alyssa Parker, thanks very much for coming in and talking to Australia Wide.
Thank you very much.